It's Rochester Speaks back this morning with Fred Dewey. Now, if you've ever really wanted to build those deeper, more fulfilling relationships and break free from limiting patterns, that's what we're talking about today. And it's a really special program that happens right here in Rochester. No travel needed. And Fred Dewey is one of the facilitators of the Life Results Core Weekend, which we have another one coming up here in July. Fred, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell me a little bit about Life Results and what this core weekend event is all about.
Well, thanks for having me on your program, John. I really appreciate it.
Life Results Core is a personal growth and leadership development class that's been around for about 50 years. We've been teaching it here in Rochester for about the past 40 years, but it's been given all over the country. It's got hundreds of thousands of graduates. And the basic idea is that we as humans end up with habits and patterns that get in the way of having the results we want and get in the way of having the relationship we want to have with other people, as well as, and this is maybe the most important thing, ourselves. So Life Results Core is a weekend class taught by a bunch of volunteer facilitators, one of whom is me, where we basically do a deep dive into what's our relationship with ourselves, and teaching 15 different tools we can use to improve our relationship with ourselves, as well as improving our relationships with others, both at home and at work.
So we have this coming up in July, but I know it's offered, what, once quarterly? So opportunities to take it are throughout the year?
Yeah, we give it here in Rochester four times a year, usually January, March, April, July, and November.
Talk a little bit about how Life Results Core has really changed your life as well. I know you're not only a facilitator, but you're also a past graduate.
Absolutely. Yeah, I took the class 20 years ago, actually. 20 years ago this week is my anniversary from taking my initial class. And at the time, I had just gotten basically fired from a company in which I was a 25% owner, because I could not get along with my board chairperson, who was the 75% owner. I also was not getting along with my wife well at all, and things were really rocky at home. And so I took the class at a recommendation of friends of mine who had taken it, and they said, you know, you really ought to pick this class, Brad. And I thought, oh, geez. Okay, I guess. And it was one of the most transformational and impactful things I ever did. Because in the class, what I learned, and different people have different learnings in the class, but what I learned is that I was taking actions and having beliefs and making decisions that were getting in the way of the success I wanted to have. You know, I had this whole story about how my relationship with my board chairperson was in such bad shape because of all the things that she did. It was her fault, 100% her fault. I wasn't really able to see that I had any role in it. And it was the same in my marriage. You know, my marriage wasn't working, and I could give you a really good story about, you know, all the things that my wife was doing wrong. So for me, what I learned in the class was that there were things that I was doing to actually pour more gasoline onto the fire. And coming out of the weekend, I stopped doing that. I basically put the gas can away and started coming from love and respect for the people I was having conflict with, and working to understand things from their point of view and figuring out, you know, what I could do to move the relationship forward, rather than spending all my energy blaming them and figuring out what they would need to do in order to change. So that's one of the fundamental things that we teach in the class is there's really only two ways your life can improve. The people around you can change, or I can change. And if you've ever tried to change somebody else, it's pretty frustrating for both people.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the fundamental foundation of the Life Results class is change starts with me. When I can become more self-aware and I can become more mindful and learn tools that allow me to come from love and respect, even when I'm in the middle of a conflict, then my life's going to improve and the lives of the people around me are going to improve as well.
And we've seen that with, you mentioned all of the past students who have gone through this. So you said there's 15 tools, right? So this class isn't just theoretical on a higher level. It's very hands-on. How do these students get more hands-on over the course of the weekend, actually have the chance to work on some of these and not just learn about concepts?
Yeah, it's the opposite of theoretical. There's very little theory, and about 90% of it is practical. So we call this experiential education. And the experiential education model is where after we teach a tool, we do something right in the moment to apply that tool. It might be some journaling. It might be a conversation with the person sitting next to you. It might be breaking out into small groups. We do some games. We do some different kinds of walk around exercises, interacting with people, all designed to cement the learning into a into something you can use, like figuring out, okay, not just how does this tool work, but how am I going to apply this tool in my life, in my situations that I'm in?
And so that's all about those, these things that we've talked about, these letting go of that bitterness, but coming to terms with our accountability in our own situations. I think that word accountability has got to be big with this too, right? And that's something that you've noticed. So over the past years after taking the class, what have you seen? Have you seen long-term change, sustainable change throughout your life? And in what ways has your life improved?
Yeah, that's the power of this class is, you know, that these are tools that I've continued to use literally every day, many times a day, since, you know, over the past 20 years. So, for example, you know, I started operating very differently in my marriage after I took the class, and it literally saved our marriage. I mean, we were headed for divorce, and, you know, once I started operating a lot better, you know, that gave my wife the ability to operate better, and you know, we rediscovered the love that we had for ourselves, and you know, we're able to continue the marriage and finish raising our kids until they all went to college. And then we decided to separate amicably after that because we had different goals, and we just still have a lot of the same conflict. I mean, that's the thing. That's the cool thing. Like, the conflict didn't go away. You know, my wife and I still had all the same conflict we had prior to me taking the class. What was different was how we handled the conflict. And I think that's true in general in life. You know, there will be conflict. You know, none of us are blessed with a conflict-free life. If we had that, it would probably be pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what are we going to do with that conflict? And, you know, how do we operate collaboratively and cooperatively with other people, you know, in the face of conflict? And it was the same in, you know, in my work as an executive and a CEO. You know, I use these tools all the time in order to stay focused and keep my team focused on what are we trying to accomplish here? Like, we, in every moment, each human has a choice. We can be focused on the drama, the negativity, whose fault it is, you know, what am I going to do to get back at them? You know, there's a lot of different ways we can spend our time and energy. Or, and it only takes usually one person to say, hey, wait a minute, we're all on the same team here. You know, we're supposed to be friends. Let's act like friends. We're coworkers. If we look at our badge, we see the same logo on all of our badges. We're a team. Let's operate like a team, despite of the conflict. So, you know, at work, that's the main way I've used these tools, is to just bring myself and the team back to how do we spend our time and energy moving things forward and accomplishing the results we want to accomplish, rather than wasting time and energy on all the negativity and drama.
Would you mind giving away, I know we got 15 tools and you got to go to the class, okay, to get these tools, but would you mind just giving a little bit of insight into just one of those tools to give us a taste of what we might experience?
Yeah, sure. Well, one of the main tools is what we call centering. It's guided meditation, and it's meditation with a very specific purpose. And, you know, we do about 5 of these guided meditations throughout the weekend, and they all have a purpose. So we use that tool in order to accomplish certain things. Like, for example, you know, we have one guided meditation, or what we call a centering, focused on improving the relationship you have with yourself. Basically shutting down or minimizing all the conversations we have in our own head that are negative. I'm such an idiot. I always make that mistake. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm stupid. I'm not capable. I'm afraid.
you know, all the negative conversations that we have are probably the main reason we don't have the results we want to have in life. So we have one guided meditation, or what we call centering, completely focused on that, giving people the ability to start noticing what is the conversation I'm having with myself. We all have a relationship with ourselves. And for a lot of us, it's kind of invisible. It's subconscious. Mm-hmm. You know, that conversation, that dialogue that's occurring in your head all the time. Sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it's negative. Well, that's the relationship we have with ourselves. And when we can start to be aware of it, then we can go, ooh, like some of the things I say to myself, I wouldn't even say that to my worst enemy. That's terrible. But I'm subconsciously and invisibly saying it to myself pretty often. So that's an example of how we use the guided meditation to interrupt the pattern of negative self-talk. The damage is the relationship we have with ourselves.
Excellent example there. And I know you're a living example of this, but you're also successful in business and by other measures of barometers of success that most people have, you're quite a successful person. So talk a little bit about why successful leaders in industries across our area really need to continue to invest in personal development and learning when, to the outsider's eye, it might appear that they have it all figured out or they may have made it. But why is it so different to continue to invest in personal growth and learning?
Well, if you want your people on your team to grow and develop, then you have to continue to grow and develop. You know, the culture of an organization is determined by its leadership. And specifically, the biggest determining factor is the leader. You know, most organizations have somebody at the head of the organization, CEO, president, executive director, superintendent, something like that. And that person has a tremendous amount of impact on the culture of the whole organization. People pattern their behavior and their thinking and their decision-making and their actions on what they see in the leader. So if we want everyone else to grow and develop, we have to grow and develop.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So one of the ways we can do this is Life Results Core Seminar. That's coming up July 11th. It's a Friday through the Sunday, July 13th. That's our next opportunity to take it, right? Holiday Inn in Webster, right? Tell us a little bit more about the logistics of signing up and what we can expect logistically for the weekend.
Sure. Yeah. So, signing up, we have a website, liferesults.org, and you can go there and sign up. The class is called Core. You could also just go directly to liferesults.org/core, and that's the page where you can press the register button. The class is $595 for the weekend, and if you register 30 days in advance, you get a $100 discount, and it's $495. If you bring a friend, you get another $100 off. And if you're a veteran or a student, you get $300 off. So we have significant discounts for people that are providing service to the community. We hold the classes at Webster Holiday Inn. It's a really nice facility that's right off Route 104. So it's fast to get to from anywhere in the greater Rochester area. At class runs Friday evening. We start around 5:30, 5:45. And run Friday evening, and then we go Saturday day and evening, and then Sunday during the day until 5 p.m. So the idea here is this is something you can do outside of work. I mean, obviously, if you have a job that requires that you work nights or weekends, you need to take some time off. But for the bulk of us who work Monday through Friday, you can take the class without having to miss any work. And I think that's basically the logistical overview. The class is held in a ballroom. We sit in a U-shaped setting. And then there's, like I said, there's a lot of chances for breaking out into small groups and, you know, and standing up and moving around and interacting with different people in order to apply the tools.
That's liferesults.org/core, where you can sign up. And again, that 30-day in advance gives you the $100 discount. So liferesults.org/core. Fred Dewey, a Life Results facilitator and also a past student, joins us today. Fred, finally, why do you do what you do? Because I know you're not profiting off of this, right? You're not, this isn't your career. This is something that you do to give back. Why are you so passionate about it?
Yeah. So I'm one of about 30 people that volunteer a lot of their time to do this. We're an all volunteer led and run organization, and it's all about paying it forward. I've benefited tremendously. My life took a very different trajectory as a result of taking this class 20 years ago. And there are, you know, thousands of people in Rochester that have taken the class and would say the same thing. And a lot of them have, you know, from time to time, and some of us a lot of the time, volunteered their time in order to pay it forward so we can make this transformational process of self-growth and leadership development available to everyone that wants to do it.
LifeResults.org/core to sign up. Fred Dewey from Life Results Core, a facilitator for that weekend class coming up in July. Thanks for your time today. Thanks for all you do to help us grow and mature as leaders and individuals.
You're welcome. It's my privilege.